Let this be the 60-second warning. We'll be underway momentarily. Good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and call this hearing to order. Welcome to a hearing of the Senate Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee for today, August 30th, 2013. My name is Alex Padilla, Chair of the Committee, joined by Senators Fuller, Corbett, Hill, and Knight this morning. So we are one member shy of a quorum. We'll achieve a quorum momentarily, but in the interest of time, I know both Senate and Assembly have session this morning. We're going to begin as a subcommittee and welcome Assemblymember Marzucci to present his bill. Our one item agenda is AB 796. Please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Senators. Thank you very much for this opportunity to present Assembly Bill 796. AB 796 will extend the sunset date by 2 years to allow advanced electrical distributed generation technology, also known as fuel cells, to receive the same gas rate as every other customer that produces electricity from natural gas. Extending the sunset date will allow this clean technology to continue to provide electricity that does not produce nitrogen oxide, sulfur oxide, or particulate matter, and that has greenhouse gas emission reduction benefits. AB 796 ensures that customers who choose to generate electricity on-site continue to have a choice of what technologies they choose to use by receiving the same gas rate. With me today to testify on behalf of the bill is Jim Hawley from TechNet and Josh Richmond from Bloom Energy.
Before we hear from your witnesses, let me call for the roll.
Padilla.
Present.
Padilla here, Fuller.
Here.
Fuller here, Canella, Corbett.
Here.
Corbett here, De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here, Dissonnier, Hill.
Here.
Hill here, Knight.
Here.
Knight here, Pavley, Wolk, Wright.
Six members present. A quorum is established. Let's hear from your witnesses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for your time this morning. TechNet, which represents California's leading technology companies, is pleased to be here in strong support of this important legislation, AB 796, which will ensure that clean energy programs, or California's clean energy programs, continue to incent and support the development of new technologies. Prior to 2009, favorable gas tariff rates had been available principally to specific combined heat and power technologies. This technology-specific approach denied incentives for customers to purchase newer, superior technologies. It rewarded them for purchasing older technologies. In 2009, this legislature adopted this definition of advanced electrical distributed generation technology that provided this incentive to any technology meeting defined performance metrics, including strict greenhouse gas and particulate emission limits and high efficiency standards. This bill simply extends this technology-neutral common-sense policy until 2016, helping to incent continued innovation, which I would say is an area where California companies are in the leadership position. So this technology-neutral approach best positions our state for global leadership in developing new technologies. In short, it represents an important step in supporting the development of cleaner technologies that California needs for our state to meet the environmental goals we have. For these reasons, we request your support of AB 796.
Thank you very much. Next witness, please.
My name is Josh Richmond from Bloom Energy. I'd like to first thank you for holding this hearing on this very busy time. As Jim mentioned, this type of technology-neutral policy is critical to leveling the playing field for new innovative technologies like Bloom's that weren't contemplated when the definition of cogen was written in code in 1983. This technology-neutral approach will allow technologies like Bloom, which convert fuel to electricity, to deliver electricity more efficiently than any other commercially available technology, in a way that promotes greenhouse gas reduction and allows you know, Bloom meets this standard in the ADG code that reduces greenhouse gases and harmful pollutants and allows these cleanest new emerging technologies to be able to qualify for the same gas rate that combustion-based less efficient technologies get. So by continuing this definition, you're enabling customer choice to install this technology at site throughout California from this California manufactured technology, and ensuring that policies aren't going to create an unfair advantage for less efficient combustion-based technology. So for these very reasons, we thank you very much for holding this hearing and are very strongly supportive of this bill.
Thank you very much. Do we have witnesses in support of the measure? Any witnesses in support? Do we have witnesses in opposition of the measure? Seeing none, questions, comments from committee? Senator...
I was just going to make a quick comment. I'm glad to see legislation like this moving forward. Of course, my name's on it, too, but thank you for bringing this, assembly member. I think it's a very important thing for us in California's legislators to support these emerging industries and clean industries, so I'm very glad to support this measure.
Senator Hill. Okay. The Senator Wright.
Just check, and I don't see it in the analysis, but we're not expanding cost shifting to other ratepayers. This is simply allowing this technology to go forward beyond the 500 megawatts, where is the current cap?
It's simply a sunset extension. We're not changing the rules of any programs. It's a sunset extension.
Okay, because, I mean, the 500 cap came about as a result of not having cost shifting. It wasn't simply because of the technology, so we're not expanding cost shifting into people who are not using the technology.
If you look in the analysis, let me see what page it is.
Senator, I think you're referring to net metering.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not a net metering bill. This simply extends the GEG gas rate for the cleanest, most efficient technologies. The same gas rate that combustion technologies already get. So this is a gas tariff only.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, again, I haven't looked at the name, but just reading in the first line, it refers to the net metering for fuel cells and the 500 megawatt of capacity. I mean, that was done for a reason. So if what we're talking about is specifically a technology, okay, then I'm good. Mr.
Correct.
Okay. So the question's been answered. One question, one comment. The question... it's a little tongue-in-cheek here. You know, if this is so important, so critical, and so timely to extend the sunset date, you know, why was this bill not introduced at the beginning of session versus getting them in here towards the end of session from a process standpoint?
Yes. It is my understanding that the technology that uses this rate did not realize until recently that the sunset would occur in January. And so that is the reason for this being presented in this form.
So lesson for every member of the legislature in both houses and this committee and its counterpart in the assembly in particular to be a little bit more vigilant and ahead of the game. Should this bill be signed into law before 2016 comes around?
Yes.
If there's going to be a revisiting of the time frame and or the rules of the game. The other is just, I don't care if you care to comment on the notes in the analysis about, you know, we're making moves, especially at the urging of the governor last year, to try to incent biogas in the fuel cell sector. You know, by and large, it's natural gas. So is this bill inconsistent or in competition with other stated goals that the legislators acted upon, the governor has articulated in terms of biogas versus natural gas?
I think it's not inconsistent at all. I think this by enabling and advancing this technology, which converts fuel, whether it's natural gas or biogas, into electricity more efficiently than any other technology and without any combustion, this essentially is enabling that bridge to biogas, where when the biogas becomes available in state, according once the rules come out from the bills that were passed last year, then biogas will become more prevalent, and we have a lot of customers that are currently running on biogas and would like to run on biogas right now. You know, this technology essentially enables a bridge to that goal that we're all trying to get to.
Okay. Any further questions or comments from committee? Seeing none, an opportunity to close.
I respectfully ask for it.
Senator Hill has made the motion. Let's call the roll.
Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. De Leon? DeSaunier? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Knight?
Aye.
Knight, aye. Pavley? Wolk? Wright?
Aye.
Wright, aye.
Please call the absent members.
De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. DeSaunier? Pavley? Wolk?
So 8-0.
That bill has 8 ayes, no noes. That bill is out. And that concludes our agenda. This hearing is adjourned.
Thank you very much, everybody.